Hello, welcome to Her Wild Side Hockey Podcast. I am your hostess, Mickey, aka Hockey She Wrote. And it has been 1 week since my ranting podcast. And there's a few reasons why I've been gone. Number one is if you are on Twitter with me, you will know that I stirred up a shitstorm. And it was a bunch of things together, but definitely was a mistake on my part. And I will go ahead and own that. So here's what happened. The head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning on, I believe it was like a Wednesday night. I'm going to say it's a Wednesday night. Made a speech. They had just gotten, they were out of the playoffs and said something about the goalies being in skirts. Just something like super sexist. Totally unnecessary and out of left field. The next morning, I recorded a podcast, which many of you have probably listened to. And in doing that, what I do is I record a podcast and then I go through and I get clips out of there, right? Because that's kind of, that's like a way that I advertise, I guess, my podcast here. And the clips, after I get the clips, then throughout the next couple of days, I usually just, you know, send one out the door with a post every once in a while. So, but I made the mistake of on Friday morning. So this was a full 24 hours after I'd already recorded. I made kind of a knee-jerk reaction post that was completely unfair on my part and that I should have put a little more thought into. And unfortunately, it was combined with a clip from the podcast that a lot of people, once it got kind of outside of my Twitter circle, assumed was a brand new video. And it wasn't. It was 24 hours old. But what I did was, without really looking for a little more information on Cooper, the coach, I just made a rash judgment. And I said that this is probably a PR move. I don't know if it was a genuine apology. And you know what? I was very quickly called out, and rightfully so, and told that John Cooper is a good guy. He's got daughters of his own. He's just generally a stand-up guy. And that these were Tampa Bay Lightning fans saying, like, I am pretty sure that his apology is actually very genuine. And so I immediately was like, crap, like, This is not good, because he doesn't deserve that. I just kind of made a knee-jerk reaction based on sexism in the NHL as a whole, and that was not fair to him, like, not at all. So between all of those kind of things together, and then it kind of leaked out into the Tampa Bay Lightning Twitter community, which obviously, because the way that my post looked, it was not only a stupid thing to say, but that the video made it look even worse. Anyway, and I left it up. I know some people were saying that I was looking for engagement farming, like somehow I was going to get paid for it. I don't get paid for Twitter, like at all. So that had nothing to do with it. But I do believe that if you make a mistake, you need to own up to it. And deleting it is not going to own up to it. Especially because by the time it would have gotten to a point where maybe I would have thought about deleting it, it had already been like on too many people's feeds. Meaning, like, if you make a mistake or something like that, and only a few people have seen it, someone calls you out, then sure, I could see deleting it quickly and then, you know, putting out something saying, I deleted a post about this, I realized I was wrong, blah, 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 blah. But by the time that haul had kind of happened, it was already like out the door. So anyway, I do just want to apologize to John Cooper. He did not deserve the post that I made. And I am glad to hear that he is genuinely a good person, because you know what? We need more of those people in the NHL. And I know there are plenty, obviously. It's just that the people with the worst takes are usually the ones that are the loudest. But I did go back and watch his apology, and I appreciate it. And so I just wanted to say that right off the bat. Now, moving on. I mean, most of today is going to be about playoffs in general, in some way or another. Minnesota Wild, not in the playoffs. And I will say, in a way, it's nice. Now, obviously, I would prefer to have them in the playoffs. You know, everyone wants their team in the playoffs. Everyone wants to be able to watch their team for as long as possible. And so in that sense, it's not fun. What I like is being able to watch without having a stake in it. I mean, obviously, like, I've made brackets. I have a few favorite teams that, like, I'd love to see go further. But my team is not a choice anymore. And so I can be a more objective viewer. And also, just for me, I can go to bed if I want to without watching the rest of the game. Whereas last year, in the first game of the first round, when Dallas and Minnesota went into, what was it, 3 overtimes, and it was like 4 or 5 hours of hockey, and it was literally the middle of the night when I finally went to bed. It was really great, especially because the Wild won, but also just tiring. And now if I don't have a stake in it, if I don't really care about either team, or if it's a game that seems like I know what's going to happen, or it's just very boring or whatever, I can kind of go to bed without regretting it. But that being said, obviously we all want our team in the playoffs, and it'll be interesting to see what the Wild look like next year. I know that they were not blaming all of the injuries, like the injury bug that hit the team, for how they performed, which was really admirable of them. But at the same time, think of if they hadn't had to have called up so many AHL players to fill in the roster. It would have been that doesn't say that we would have been a shoe-in for playoffs, but I think the season would have looked so much different. And so next season, it's kind of wondering what we're going to look like then. Obviously, we've lost Duhaime to the Avs. We've lost Dewar to the Toronto Maple Leafs. And so he's out once again in the first round. We lost Pat Maroon to the Boston Bruins. He's still in, which is nice. So without them, it's going to be interesting to see how they reshape the bottom six, really. But I'm interested to see. We've got a big summer. I know a lot of the players are going to be working hard to overcome some of the problems they had last season, and we'll just have to see. We'll have to see how they do. It could be a very similar season to 23-24, or it could be back to kind of how they were 22-23. Lots of numbers, that means seasons. Anyway, let me do one of my quick little ad things. If you scroll, are buying tickets for anything, from sports, maybe even playoff tickets, to concerts, music, events, plays, whatever, I would love if you would use our Ticketmaster affiliate link. So if you are watching the video, I have the VR code up on, I don't know why I couldn't think of that, up on the screen. Otherwise, I will have it linked in the show notes. If you buy through that, we just receive a small part of Ticketmaster's profits to, as kind of the middleman, as the salesperson in the middle. So I would obviously appreciate that, because we love the support. So we're going to move on now to playoffs. We're going to talk about the first round, which is over, the second round, it's started slightly. By the way, this is Tuesday morning. I always like to try and date my podcast to let people know what I have and have not seen in the hockey world. That makes sense. And I'm going to talk about my brackets a little bit. So in the first round, first of all, thank you to the Dallas Stars. I rarely root for you, but when you were against the Golden Knights, I rooted for you. The only thing I hate is that I would love to continue to cheer for Jake Oettinger specifically, and also Matt Duchene, because I found out he's a really stand-up guy and like made a really nice video for when Luke Prokop came out as gay, and he really was just very open about it and publicized that he thought that that was great and that he wanted people to live their authentic lives and all of that. Anyway, so he's a great guy. So I would at least cheer for those two stars specifically. But otherwise, thank you for your service, and we'll see you on the other side. And let's see, Canucks, my delusional bracket is Vancouver Canucks all the way. And I think I explained because Brock Besser, Minnesota boy, had such a rough year last year, has been doing so much better. I would love that for him. I also love Quinn Hughes, the completely melancholy oldest daughter of the Canucks. And just in general, they have kind of a fun team. So we ended the first round. Like I said, Canucks have moved on. The Rangers absolutely obliterated the Washington Capitals. And the most interesting part of that series was Alex Ovechkin. He did not have any shots on goal, or I believe any shot attempts. He literally, I feel bad because Ovechkin, amazing player. No one can say otherwise. But he's 38 years old this year. He's got two more years on his contract. He's contracted through when he's 40. And I just have to wonder, I know he struggled at points this year, and then he, went on a tear for a while. And I wonder if that's just kind of how his age is catching up with him. He's not consistent anymore. I mean, there are points where he would definitely be over in his office waiting on the power play and, just standing there, which is always very hilarious, and just nothing, nothing at all. So they were completely swept. And then I didn't know until this year, I love the saying gentleman sweep, meaning one team wins four, but they let the other team win one game. So they're being a gentleman about it. They're not going to totally take them out of the running. Like the Rangers did to the Capitals, but they will just allow them a little bit of joy in the playoffs, which is nice. So we had the Oilers had a gentleman sweep over the Kings, which the Kings is always interesting because we've got Fiala and Talbot are both there. So that's always interesting to kind of watch how they're doing. We had the Panthers have a gentleman sweep over the Tampa Bay Lightning, which was a fun series. And then the Carolina Hurricanes had a gentleman sweep over the Islanders. The craziest out of the first round, the craziest matchup by far was Boston and Toronto because they went all seven. They went to overtime. It was crazy. You had star players in and out of the mix. You had goalies getting injured. There was just so much going on. And these are two teams that have such kind of a rabid fan base, just very dedicated, that it was so intense. And I watched it all the way, all of the games, all the way to the end, because it was just so entertaining. But having that series go for seven games is bleeding over into the second round. So let me explain. We now have the Boston Bruins going up against the Florida Panthers. What's interesting is Boston only had 2 days between the seventh game of the first round and the first game of the second round, while the Florida Panthers had an entire week between their last game of the first round and the first game of the second round. And I would have thought that perhaps Florida would have the advantage because they had had extra rest time if there were any injuries and they had a little extra time to kind of rehab that. Versus the Bruins just keep rolling. But interestingly enough, the Bruins won, and not even won, what was it, 5-1, 6-1? 5-1, I think, at the end. They completely ran over Florida, just steamrolled them. And it has to mean that once hockey players are kind of in that role, the season, 82 games, they're playing back-to-backs, they're playing every other day, they're playing many, three, four times every single week for the entire year. It's just easy enough to keep going. Whereas even if it's only a week off, no matter how much you practice, you still don't have that game sense inside. You kind of lost a little bit of the grip of that and have to get it back. Now, who knows how this series will go? Perhaps Florida is going to come roaring back and have a big win over the Bruins next. Who knows? But that one has also been a super physical. And I think, I mean, it was one game. The one game was very physical. I think down the stretch, it's going to continue to be very physical. And again, that's going to be one that I'm going to watch with a lot of interest. So let's see. I have two brackets that I make. The first one is my delusional bracket. And that's the one where I pick the teams that I like the best. Like vibes-wise, just maybe they have Minnesota players that I really like, maybe whatever. And that's how I pick it. And then the other one is my regular bracket, which is just where I I take the skills and the scores of the teams more, like the stat side of it, a little bit more into account while I'm making it. Not that I'm ever all about stats. You know me, guys. Come on. So let's see. My delusional bracket has the Avalanche winning over the Knights, which I actually had Dallas there just because, again, vibes. Vancouver over the Oilers, the Bruins over Florida, even though, like, I don't know, that's a hard one to pick. I like both those teams a lot. And the Canes over, I had the Capitals down, but it's the Rangers there. So, and then my regular one has the Avs over Dallas, Vancouver over the Oilers, the Bruins over Florida, and the Canes over the Rangers. So, I mean, they actually turned out pretty similar, which is funny. But as for my brackets, like I said, I have two brackets, and I think I submitted each one to like four different leagues, I guess. This is like the first year I've ever actually been like somewhat serious about this. So my delusional one right now, I have 69 points out of a total of 294, and I have been 75% correct. I'm, let's see, there's at least one, I'm trying to think of which, I have two leagues for the two places that I write, and one of them I'm second, and the other one I'm fourth out of 12. So not terrible, honestly, for delusional vibes-wise. My regular bracket, on the other hand, I have 73 points out of a total of 348, which is 88% correct. So, sorry guys, but like the vibes and the stats together might be where it's at when you're making a bracket. Who would have thunk, right? But my regular bracket, that one is the one that I put in with my family. My family always has a league, super small, but it's usually me, my brother, my mom, my dad. So that's four of us. And then usually like two of my brother's friends. I think this year it's just two. So we've had more, we've had less. And I'm second out of six in the family, like by far. So, and my mom, who does go by vibes and does not hardly ever watch the NHL at all, the Wild, yes, but like nobody else, and does not pay attention to NHL news, picked the Boston Bruins to win the Stanley Cup. So if everyone could just say a quick prayer for her. She picked them because she likes their logo, like the Pooh Bear head logo. It's her favorite. And she would love a jersey with it. She just doesn't have one right now. So that's why she picked them. I can't blame her. You know, that's how I pick stuff too. Okay, so I'm going to quick, I have one more little ad video for you for ESPN Plus. It is 1 minute long. So it's, you know, it's pretty quick, especially if you are listening to a podcast and you're like me and you listen to it at 1.5 speed. So if you will just sit tight and listen, I'll be back in just a minute.
Thank you for watching the show. If you enjoy our podcast and want to support the show, consider signing up for ESPN Plus via our link at insidetherink.com/ESPN, or scan the QR code on your screen now. I have ESPN Plus, and I personally love all the college sports, UFC, MLB, and NHL games all across ESPN platforms. Over 1,000 out-of-market NHL games are on ESPN Plus every year. Make sure you hit the QR code or go to insidetherink.com/ESPN to make sure you don't miss out on any of this year's NHL action. And if that wasn't enough for you, ESPN Plus is currently offering a bundle of ESPN Plus, Disney Plus, and Hulu for $14.99 a month. You get sports, the kids get Disney, and Hulu is the added bonus. It's the perfect bundle. I personally have it. and I don't know what you would do without it.
Welcome back. I have two more things that I'm going to talk about right now. First, tonight is the draft lottery for the NHL, where they lock in where all of the loser teams are going to pick in the upcoming draft this summer. And it appears as though they have already leaked where, like, everybody's standings. There was a picture that was tweeted and then quickly deleted, but not before people got screen caps of it, of the board, like on the ESPN, like where they put the board and the teams in order. And Minnesota, I'm sorry, we're staying at 13, if that's correct. And, you know, it wasn't a guarantee that we were going to move up at all. And even if we did, we probably would have only gotten to third, which is still great, obviously. But there's no way we would get a number one draft pick. And I think we had like a 2% chance. So we already knew that it wasn't going to happen. But if this is correct, the draft order that they leaked in this picture, then it looks like the San Jose Sharks will be picking first. The new Utah team will be picking second. And Chicago will be picking third. And thank God. Because let me just say, first of all, Chicago does not deserve another number one pick. They've got their number one pick. They've got their star. He's great. Again, there's nothing against Bedard, even though everyone always wants to make something. Bedard's great, but with just how everything is going, they don't deserve another number one pick. San Jose Sharks, on the other hand, my God, they've been going through it, folks. Like, it's got to be so deflating to play for the Sharks, because you know that the team is supposed to suck. You know what I mean? Because they are rebuilding. They have just gotten rid of pretty much any player that had any value for the past at least 2 years. Before that, I wasn't paying as much attention. And so everyone left there. I mean, in one sense, you have to know, like, if you were a player there, you have to know, I'm getting paid to do what I love. And even though we're not winning, I am still doing my dream job. You know, I think that's probably the mindset that they have to go into the season and even just into games with, because you can't let it get to you. On the other hand, it's rough. It's rough to be like the laughingstock of the hockey world, of the NHL, especially because for the players specifically, it's not their fault. You know, like it's not their fault. They're not the ones making the decisions at the organizational level. They are simply showing up and doing what they need to do and playing the game. And again, shout out to them. This is the idea my brother always has, because I talk frequently about how I feel bad about goalies, like when they have a terrible game and people score like 6-7 goals on them, especially in the NHL, because like they're supposed to be really good. But he always says, like, I don't feel bad for them. Like, they're making money to do that. And he does have a point. You know, they're doing what they love. And I'll say that if they don't love it anymore, I hope that they're done. That's kind of the whole thing with Marc-Andre Fleury. I really enjoy that he is coming back, because at the end of the season, you could see how much he still loved hockey. He comes to work every day excited to be there. He loves what he does. He is so competitive. And I do admire that mindset from him. And I hope that a lot of other, especially like younger Wild players who get to see that day in and day out, I hope that they realize that that is the mindset that they need to have. They need to make sure that they keep that in mind, that hockey is fun and they're supposed to like it. They're supposed to like their job. So rolling on from that, we are getting to summer. It is May, 7th? So we are a whole week into May, and that is absolutely crazy. To other parents out there, I have heard the month of May called Maycember, because it is a month with so many things planned, except unlike December, it's not cookies and like presents and fun stuff. I mean, it's fun stuff, but not like Christmas fun stuff. And everyone is busy. I mean, we've got it's staff appreciation this week for my nationwide, but for my school specifically, I'm bringing in snacks. I'm going to Culver's to get a fundraiser meal. We've got this, that, and the other thing. I'm trying to watch hockey every night. It is just so busy. And at the same time, I'm trying to make sure my kids stay, you know, healthy for the last couple weeks of school. I'm trying to, my husband's been dealing with just a chronic medical issue. And so that's been putting him out of the running. I'm trying to deal with that. Try to make sure my cranky old dog has enough attention from his mom, and trying to figure out we're leaving like the day after my kids are done with school to go up to the cabin for a week. So I'm also trying to like start getting that in order. I mean, it's just May is crazy. I actually really envy back when I was in college because I would be done with college around the first week of May. And then for my summer job, I was a camp counselor. So for like 3 years running, and my job didn't start for like a month. So I would literally go home and just like hang out for a month. I mean, obviously you're not getting paid. So like that part sucks, but I'd watch some TV. I'd read some books. At one point I went up to visit, my grandparents used to have a spot where they would put their RV at a campground on a lake. I went up there and just kind of spent a week with them and read book after book. And we had campfires, and that's how summer should be, is relaxing. There is some summer hockey, which is always exciting. Obviously in Minnesota, hockey is never over, except if you're a mini mite, because then it's very hard to find a league, especially one that is not super expensive. And I'm talking about my own experience because my son, he watches the hockey with me sometimes at night, and he's being like, hey, can you sign me up for hockey again? And I'm like, dude, I absolutely, like, yes. If you ask to play hockey, the answer will always be yes. But I have to wait till I can find you somewhere to do it. I mean, we'll see. He's really good on rollerblades. So I'm assuming kind of this summer, the neighborhood kids will do like roller hockey. We had four more kids move into the neighborhood. Like we have this little neighborhood gang now of children between ages 4 and like 11. And there's a few preteens too, but like they're going to be crazy. But summer hockey, otherwise, I don't know if you guys know about the Beauty League, which I watched every game last summer, but I watched it on TV. They had it on, I believe, Flow Hockey, and it was free. So I would watch it every time. I watched every game because why not? You know, it's all professional athletes, whether college level, whether that's NHL, AHL, players that play in Europe. And there are some big names that come, and it's really fun. They do like a 3-on-3 tournament. It's not super serious. It's not super physical because obviously they don't want to get hurt during the off season. So it's fun because it's very offensive. I always hate when I say that because moving on. There's a lot of goals scored. So I'm excited to go to that. I want to go in person this time. And I've also got a few projects on my plate. I know I've talked about writing a hockey romance. I have started one. I obviously need to get back on the train of like just nonfiction journalist hockey writing because I've gotten so far off that train. And I do have one other thing that kind of occurred to me this morning, and it's hockey related, hockey vibes related. But you know that feeling where like you don't want to give it all away yet? That's kind of where I'm at. Like, I want you guys to know that like I am working on something, and I think it could be really great and have a lot of good potential. But I'm just not ready. I'm keeping it close to the vest. I'm just not ready yet. So anyway, this is getting a little too long. My editor might yell at me. That's okay. Okay. Anyway, down below is always a link to my merch shop. If you would like any Hot Girl Hockey Club or Her Wild Side Hockey Podcast merch, there's hockey mugs and stickers and shirts and sweatshirts and all sorts of really awesome things. I am looking to add more over the summer also. So, keep an eye out and I will let you know, obviously. Otherwise, yay playoffs. Let's go round 2 and I will see you all soon.